Scream Queens, and welcome back to the Horror Daddies podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the Patrick Wilsons in them.
And in us.
Inside of me.
I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your astral projector, Carlos.
Ooh, and where are we astral projecting today?
We're astral projecting to Josh Lambert's house.
Ooh.
AKA the director of Insidious: The Red Door, Patrick Wilson.
Dun dun. The highly anticipated
Insidious: The Red Door.
Patrick Wilson's directorial debut.
Yes. Movie written by Scott. Let me make sure I get it right. Scott Teams.
Okay.
Who also wrote Halloween Kills.
Oh.
And Firestarter.
Oh. Way to sell a movie.
With Zac Efron. Sold me there.
What happened?
With Zac Efron.
That's it. Got me.
Thank you. Sold me there. But yeah, Insidious, the Red D.
The Red D?
If y'all saw on our Instagram, the ticket just said Insidious, the Red D.
Follow us there, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I mean,
if it's Patrick Wilson, it's good.
I mean, hey, he did what he could with this movie.
He did.
He's never directed anything, really?
No. I mean, he's an actor.
Mostly. I mean, it's just he's been acting for a while, so I feel like he would have directed. I would say
for his first directorial, it's not a bad movie.
No, I mean, it looks pretty. I think he did a good job. Yes, with it looks very pretty. The
cinematography in this movie,
top tier. Yeah, I think it was pretty great.
Very pretty.
I think definitely the weaker part.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, the scares got me.
No, like I'm saying, it's pretty with scary.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But also, the scares pretty much got me. You got me more than the scares.
I sure did.
This motherfucker was yelling.
Yeah. Like, they'll turn on the light and I go,
ah! And the girl's in the back. Damn. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, y'all. Like, I like scary movies, but, like, I'm just very jumpy. Like, even the littlest thing, I would jump.
Yeah. And it's like,
it could theaters, be a comedy with a stupid jump scare, I'll still jump.
And it's like in theaters, it's so much louder and it fucking hits you. Like, it's like they punch you in the chest.
But
with
there's
it.
One here that, girl.
Yeah.
I was not happy. Actually, like, two. Maybe three.
All of them. Yeah, want to keep going? But of course, Insidious: The Red Door. We're gonna quickly just say our characters. We do have our main character, Ty Simpkins, playing as Dalton Lambert, daddy of the movie already. Patrick Wilson as Josh Lambert.
Yum.
We got Rose Byrne as Renee Lambert. Mm-hmm. Of course, we got Andrew Astor as Foster Lambert. And we do have a side character or supporting character, St. Clair Daniels, playing as Chris, which is a new introduced character. Mm-hmm. And then they always have random characters in there here and there. Insidious: The Red Door. Quickly, no spoilers. You could probably watch 1 and 2 and you'd be done.
Yeah.
You'd be good because I've never seen 3 and 4.
So 3 and 4 are prequels to the first Insidious. So they're not really canon. Well, I mean, they're canon, but not canon. But like,
it's like explains maybe like this, the ghost
okay,
or whatever.
Insidious 1 and 2 is Halloween 1 and 2. And then Insidious The Red Door is H2O. Best explanation I could give it.
I guess that's true.
Except it's H10. Or sorry, it's I-10. Because it's 10 years later.
I guess that's a good way of explaining it, actually. Yeah.
So, that's Insidious: The Red Door.
And this movie does also, if you don't remember it that much, it does a good job going back and it's kind of explaining
to you. At
least with
the second one. Because, like, it's mostly right after, 10 years.
You have to watch the first one in order to understand anything.
In order to understand the second one, but yes.
Yeah.
Even though the second one also kind of gives you a good explanation of the first story.
So,
and then, so a quick synopsis is the Lamberts must go deeper into the further than ever before to put their demons to rest once and for all. I say that every Sunday.
A day of rest, but not for me.
But I will say I did like it.
Okay.
I don't think it's like bad as the critics have been giving it. Because I think on Rotten Tomatoes they're like, trashed it.
I think it was like 30% or something like that.
But it's at a $60 million budget from what I read. It's already grossed about 32 or 36 million. So, and it's surpassed Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I mean, Indiana Jones. So, I don't know what the
win
fuck.
For horror once again. Yeah. Fuck you, other genres.
Hey, don't, there's not shit on other genres, I'm okay? Sorry. The Barbie movie is going to come out.
I'm a Barbie. Can't wait. I even got my hair ready for
it. I know. Looking good. So you enjoyed the movie?
I enjoyed it for the most part. I think it did a lot of more world building. They did stuff that I didn't know was, I guess, possible before. But I guess it was possible, but we didn't really think of it, I feel, in the first two.
Yeah, maybe.
Like when Dalton goes into her...
Oh, spoilers alert, by the way, okay, if this is your first time.
We're just going to start. We're going to be all over the place because I just saw it, so I'm just going to go off of what I remember. When he goes into his ex-roommate, because she... Okay, so his dorm mate...
Chris,
she moves room because she wasn't supposed to be with him because guy and girl thing, but she got in there on accident because her name was Chris. So I guess the school just thought, oh, it's a guy.
Yeah.
They make a kind of joke about it. But once she moves to her new dorm, he ends up going into the further for the first time, and he didn't know he could do this because they suppress his memories.
Yep.
That's the whole thing, that their memories are suppressed.
Yeah, and so it's like that. Like if you don't solve your traumas, it's always gonna come back. Right. So it's kind of the same thing because the movie starts with the ending of the second one,
yeah,
where they're kind of hypnosis, memory wiping, or whatever.
The clicky clacky.
Yeah. So it's like it's right off the bat, it tells you these motherfuckers don't know shit. Mm-hmm, so that's where we're left off.
But when he goes into the further here, he discovers that he can pick up items.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the real world, the people are seeing it and it looks like it's floating.
Yeah.
Which I guess we kind of saw that in the other ones.
We
with
did.
Doors opening,
yeah,
and stuff.
And the banging and shit.
The banging, but not like picking up objects and you can just chuck it at a person. Yeah. It's like, damn, so it might not be even be ghosts. This motherfucker's just astral projecting all over the place.
I think that's the thing about Insidious, though. It's like, it's cool that, like, they're ghosts, but it has an explanation onto why they're, like, why
but
it
also,
affects the real
it's
world.
Like, it might not even be ghosts fucking with you. It might be real-ass people.
Patrick Wilson.
He can astral project.
On this ass.
Yep. So we also, now that we're catching up with the Lamberts, they're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
The kids live with mom and they get Josh on the weekends, I guess.
Yeah, Josh looks fucking tired. He looks disheveled and broken.
Yep, I get it. Three kids, not easy.
Mm-mm. And a wife that probably, or not a wife, ex-wife. Yeah, that looks like she hates you.
Also, there's a funeral. His mom passed away. That's the first thing we see. I thought they were playing off that Dalton passed away because even though I saw the trailer, but we don't see him.
Oh, but that's true.
We just see the two kids and them two, and we don't even see Dalton, but Dalton's doing the reading, and then it's like, okay, so Dalton's alive.
He's still good.
I thought he passed, and the whole movie was like, I don't know, Dalton in the afterlife or something.
That would have been kind of interesting. I can kind of see that, but I guess it's like, we could explore more into Dalton. Right.
Dalton's like a good artist now. He can draw like real good portraits. I will say I do like the credits with the pictures.
Yeah,
it's
that
kinda,
was very
it's
creative.
It's kind of showing how Dalton's, I guess, skill has gotten better over the years, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's an artist. He's always been drawing, and he kind of still followed that passion. And it almost seems like he draws his dreams and also, like, what he's going through.
And what he can remember.
Yeah.
And later in the movie, he has a picture of his grandma, and he tells Patrick Wilson that, like, oh, I feel like she's hiding something.
Yeah.
And she was.
Yeah, she was. And she did now.
Because also Patrick Wilson's character has daddy issues in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Real bad ones.
Which, I will say, does come out of nowhere for me.
It does.
Because it never comes back up in all the other movies.
No, but we will come to find out that the dad was also experiencing astral projecting. Mm-hmm.
He astral projected himself to the floor, too.
He did. But because he thought it would end it, and it didn't.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, it's a little bit like they kind of threw that shit in there, because I will say this movie's scary. I do think it does a really good job with the scares, because they set them up really well.
Yes,
like there's some parts where I was like, you motherfucker, like just scare me, just fucking scare me already, and it just lingers, and it does a good job with that. I do feel like the end just comes way too fast, and it's like it starts and it ends.
So yeah, so like this movie, like, I feel like it's already too long.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes too long. But I also feel like we needed more.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I stand with that. Because I feel like with Patrick, because we're following Patrick Wilson and we're following Dalton. Dalton's in college. Patrick Wilson at his house dealing with his shit. And it just feels like there should have been two Insidious movies on their own.
Yeah. Or have them together, because they're kind of going through similar things.
I feel like instead of sending Dalton to college, they should have just Dalton and Josh.
Yeah.
Should have maybe took a weekend trip together.
Yeah.
To try to figure things out because they're having issues.
Yeah, and they're not.
That should have been the movie.
Yeah, because it's like, why are they separated? Like, if they're going through kind of the same things, but they're not talking to each other for some reason, why even separate them at that point?
I just think there needed a way to get Dalton to start drawing the red door.
I guess. Because
he's in college, so he's in an art class, and that's where everything starts, like, kind of activating in a way.
Yeah. But my thing is also, like, they could have just been like, oh, yeah, he likes to express himself with art. Like, I'll just be drawing while watching something. Like,
but I do like what the teacher does is that she tells the whole class, start at 10, count down, but, you know, kind of relax and go further into your mind and see what comes out of you when you start drawing. And he draws the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is that he's drawing the door, since he's only drawing in black, the demon somehow cuts him and blood ends up on the door, and, you know, that starting
starts
the red.
Yeah, it starts the red.
So then he takes it home that night and he starts, you know, drawing, like, spreading the blood. And I was like, damn, the blood's still wet?
Yeah, that's like, I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He was real quick. Yeah. That shit was wet in his folder thingy, too.
And I will say, I like the painting. The painting's very creepy. And I was trying to figure out where was he going. Like, I knew the door was there.
Yeah, but, like, but what else?
There was something else there. And I was like, where is he going
and
with
this? And it's, like, creepier and creepier throughout the movie. And you're like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
And then what it turns out to be is Patrick Wilson with the hammer from the second movie. Because the suppressed memory is that basically Patrick tried to kill them.
Yeah, because he wasn't himself. It was a fucking demon.
He was the fucking Black Bride. And the mom had basically, since they suppressed that, and she kept telling the other kids that it was just nightmares that they're having of their father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's that. I do feel like the movie was too long for, like, this plot point that just kind of stays the same. Yeah. I feel like
it's a slower movie too.
Yeah.
It's not the first two.
It starts and there's like one kind of scare, but it's like, it's not like a jump scare or anything. It's like in the background, mm-hmm. which was really cool. And then it's just kind of setting up everything, which I don't mind. I don't mind that at all.
I'm excited if they make another one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like this was kind of the beginning of another, ending one story, but also starting another story.
It could.
That makes sense.
They could, it's like Conjuring. It's like, mm-hmm. they could probably expand this. So
that's why
this.
It was maybe slower.
Yeah. But my thing, I do have the issue is that I feel like this movie didn't add really anything.
No.
It's like nothing new. Like, it's like you can watch the first one and you pretty much already know. Like, like, okay, you don't get the plot point about the fucking daddy issues. That's about it.
Yeah.
But, like, the essential core of the movie, like, they don't really add anything to the lore. Like, what? Like, they can touch shit now and grab things? That's about it.
I felt like we were getting a lot of the repetitive stuff that we already know of Insidious. Mm-hmm. It's not giving us anything new. I just think that it was maybe to close out the story with Patrick and, or Josh and Dalton.
Which is also kind of like, they kind of already did it.
Did it in the first one. But I guess it's to be like, it's like what you said earlier.
Yeah, they didn't resolve it.
Exactly. And you can't just ignore
exactly
what you did. You kind of have to, you know, work with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I guess it's like, you can only do so much with it. I guess the other three and four were prequels, right? Right?
Three and four, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I guess you can, because the story ended with them. So it's like, can you go further into the further, like other people?
You could. Because, like, I know, I remember, one of them ended with another family that Elise visits that Jenna Ortega was in. Huh? Little Jenna Ortega.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right. I guess
they,
you can do
they
that.
They could have done another. Like, The Conjuring, you know how The Conjuring has, like, they're all kind of different.
Yeah.
They could have done that.
I guess that's true. That's fair.
But the problem is that they don't H1, H2. Yeah. And then you can't just anthology the series.
Yeah,
now.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I hope that's what they start doing now. That mm-hmm. they start just doing different families or different whatever the fuck. Just something different than just Patrick Wilson. Oh, damn, I asked for projects. Damn it.
Oh, my God, y'all. There's a scene with him where he wakes up in the morning and he's wearing some boxer shorts. And I was like, oh, they made him black for a reason. So you can't see much. But his booty thick.
Yep. This motherfucker was thirsting the entire time.
And he looks thick in a good way. Like, he looked like he'd been working out. And I was like, oh, Patrick.
Yeah, he got that Aquaman movie to film.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm not going to go to theaters to watch it because superhero movies, but I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, he He looked tired as fuck. The whole time, because it's, I mean, he's going through a lot, the divorce, the mom's death. His kids don't fucking like him.
He's being haunted by like a figure through the movie. Like, oh, yeah. We first see it in the beginning when there's a funeral. We first see the figure behind him, like, kind of walking towards the car. And you just see it, like, it's very blurry, but it's orange. So you see it, and you're like, oh, my God. Ugh. I thought once he was going to start driving away, it's going to be in the back seat.
That's what I thought. Or, like, start running towards him.
Yeah. We come to find out that figure is his father. Mm-hmm. Where that his mom... So this whole 40 years, he thought his father just left him. No, his father completed suicide by jumping off a building because I guess his father was also... dealing with this whole astral projecting and the further stuff.
He probably just was like, this is too much for me. I needed to end, pretty like you said.
And I didn't want to pass it on to Josh, but then we get the whole thing that he kind of did. Mm-hmm. And that's why the black bride was following Josh as a child.
I will say, so you know how later in the movie he finds the pictures of his dad or whatever, because he never met him. He died when he was already young. So they find the baby pictures of him and the family, and like
the pictures are different in this movie, though.
Yeah, but like I just hate that it's like it's there, like it's just standing there. It's like, yeah, it's not. Why?
It's like, if I was the guy working at the Walgreens printing this picture, printing these pictures, I would have been like, what the fuck is this?
Like, I would quit.
Is your family okay?
It's like weirdly in the back, like it was part of the fucking picture.
Like, it's not like hiding. What's the word? It's not hiding. It's not subtle. It's a black figure just behind Josh
with the white face. Like,
and then creepy. The closer it gets, it's like there's a hand on this child. Like,
it's that's so weird. I hated that because I was like, they could have just hide it a little
it's
bit.
It's not like when you like look at those fake YouTube videos, they're like, okay, I kind of see the subtleness in it.
Yeah, like that looks like thing. A face if you brighten it a little bit.
The brightest said, I'm here to take Josh Lambert. Where he at? Like, that bride showed up.
It's especially the one in the park, because it's, like, it's just literally like Jackson. It's like, he's just there.
He's just here with us. He doesn't move, I think, but he's just here with us. I also like the when they go to the frat house, you know, they're doing a toast, and then the frat guy, the main guy,
which Nick, the frat thing was really weird.
It was a weird, but Nick with the dick, Nick with the big dick, I think, whatever his name was.
It was Nick the dick.
Nick the dick.
I thought they were
don't get to see it, but
no, I thought they were saying Nick likes dick, and I was like,
I mean, good for him for being the president of the frat house. Yeah, gay frat man for president.
But no, he's just an asshole. That's the whole thing.
He is. Anyway, but they mention how that there was a guy that died there the year before. Mm-hmm. I guess he threw up and choked on. So he did something. But anyway, when they're trying to sneak,
they just threw it in there too. They were like, oh, rest in peace. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So Dalton and Chris are trying to find a room to, like, you know, go through the frat boy stuff. They end up in Nick's room. She leaves Dalton to go do something, and then Dalton hears someone throwing up in the bathroom. When he checks, it's a dead guy.
Yeah.
And the guy's like telling him, close the door. So I guess now that he's kind of opened the realm, the ghosts are out. And the thing is that they can't really rest unless... Or they're damned to an eternity.
They're in purgatory. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to find the host. So it's like, when they're extra projecting, they're kind of like an empty vessel. Yeah. So they're trying to get to that.
But I'm mentioning this because this scene's kind of good, because Dalton hides under the bed because Nick the Dick comes upstairs looking for a condom. And I thought he was going to full out pull dong all out in the bathroom, look at himself, but now he leaves. And then Dalton's still under the bed. Mm-hmm. And then he looks behind him, and there's some shoes behind him. And then you see the figure like kneeling down to look under the bed, and I was like, oh Lord, I was getting ready.
It's like, so it like lingers, and that's one of the good things about this movie is that it fucking takes its time. It's like slowly getting there, and you're like, motherfucker, just do it. Yep. Just fucking jump.
Yep. And so Dalton starts crawling off from under the bed, but when he looks up, the motherfucker's just over him on the bed and starts throwing up all over him. It's like the nastiest thing
ever. It kind of reminds me a lot of Evil Dead, like, yeah, that, because it's like the excessive, like, mm-hmm, vomit and shit all, yep, over their face and shit. And like the cool thing is that he snaps and nothing's there. Yep. And Chris walks in like, what the fuck is happening? Yep. And he's like, it was throwing up on me and whatever. And yep, it's pretty cool, like, you see like how much he's being traumatized with it. Mm-hmm. He also looks tired as fuck too.
Yeah, he does. And I also do like that, I'll say it now. Throughout the movie, he's in dark clothing. Mm-hmm. And then once everything ends and everything's over and him and his dad are good, now Dalton's like in white clothes.
Yeah. He's kinda more brighter. Like
the Scream 3. The door opens and it's peaceful.
Yeah. But then that bitch locked it.
Kind of. Another one, another good scare that I liked was the MRI one.
Oh, that one's fucked up, bro. Yeah. That was like the first probably big scare, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Because the first one before that was the painting one. That got me because I was not fucking expecting that one. But the MRI one, man, that one's fucked up because MRIs are already scary.
Yeah, they are. I've been there.
Yeah. Like,
Patrick Wilson goes to get an MRI because, you know, he's been complaining about his memory being foggy, that, you know, he's been a bit of a bad dad, yada, yada, yada.
Because that's why pretty much he doesn't have time for those kids. It's like he's having a hard time with it.
So he goes to get an MRI and all of a sudden in the machine, the power goes out and you just see a hand come from behind him.
Well, it's like weirdly, like slowly getting there and he looks up.
And nothing's there. And then, mind you, though, when he was getting the MRI machine, I was trying to look under the shirt he had.
I turned around and he's like,
I was like, God damn. no, but he looks down, and the fucking thing. It's like the room is gone, and it's just the MRI in a long.
It's tube. Like a tunnel. It's like a tunnel.
And the fucking creature just crawling up really fast. I screamed really loud in that part.
Yeah, everyone in the fucking theater screamed. Yep, it was fucking... That one was just... It's because it lingered. It did, of course, the rule of threes. Mm-hmm. It kind of broke it a little bit because it does... He keeps looking down to his feet and all you see is the dark room, like empty room. And you're like, there's going to be something like that's going to like a hand that's going to grab his leg or something. Yep. And then he keeps looking down and nothing happens. Then I was like, okay, third one's the charm. He looks down, nothing's there. But then when he looks back up, you see the creature standing kind of behind him. And you're like, oh, like my fucking chills like went all over my body.
It was good. Then after Dalton does a lot of astral projecting, he ends up trying to do it again at the frat house to ask the dead guy that died there, why is this happening? Like, Dalton, you know the answer.
Yeah. Low-key, I guess he doesn't.
He doesn't, but he does.
I do feel like the frat boy kid was so random because it was kind of like thrown
needed,
in there.
I think we just needed Dalton to interact with somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess.
But he
goes back.
He goes back with Chris. He's doing his whole astral thing, but the problem is that the red face demon has been following him the whole time, and now we thought Chris died because it choked her ass out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she dead.
Yeah, like,
I
and, like
and she fucking dead.
I thought so too. And that one got me because the Nick the Dick opens the door and we don't see nothing on her, but then when Dalton sees it, that motherfucker's just choking her.
Yeah, he's like looking at Dalton, like, "Yeah, bitch, I'm fucking killing her."
I was like, "Oh no," he looked older too. He aged.
He's like an old man.
Yeah, still fabulous though. His house still looks really fabulous.
Slaying the lighting, beautiful.
Yeah, he's still slaying. He still plays his vinyls.
You know what we didn't see? The legs, the hooves.
Oh, yeah. We saw his tail a little bit.
Yeah, we did see his tail, but you know the hooves were such a like the Jurassic Park.
That also got me.
When he was crawling
behind Dalton, and for a second I was like, close the door.
One of the things that disappointed me, we didn't get tiptoe through the world. We got like a second. 5 seconds. Yeah.
I think he was just trying new songs out.
Yeah, they put another song, I think, by the same person.
I think it's just in the same vinyl, because it was the same vinyl, and then Tiptoes, you hear it for a second, then it's another song.
Yeah, so I was like, man.
So he's still doing his slaying thing. I do like that the demon in his house now, he has, like, the setups of the first movie, but in mannequin form. And
which is a play on the first one.
Yeah, and they kind of do flashbacks and show you, but if you're a fan, you know.
But also, it's like he's making dolls and sharpening his things in the first movie.
Yeah.
Because he has all the dolls everywhere. So it's kind of like, oh, he recreates them or something.
Yeah, he's recreating scenes.
He loves the first Insidious movie.
When Dalton gets possessed, first of all, he looks like a deadite.
Oh, so much, especially Evil Dead Rise with the glowing eyes. Yep. I was like, oh, wait, it looks just like fucking Ellie.
But when he gets possessed, I really like the way this was shot.
Oh,
it was
beautiful.
Chris comes in and she's playing with lights because when the lights go out, we know something is happening.
Mm-hmm. It's strange.
And the thing is that even though it's in darkness, we see her, but we can't see him.
Yeah, it's and like we see his silhouette, and she looks bright.
And that's how you're like, oh, he's possessed. He's not there's no human in there anymore. Mm-hmm. and she's turning on and off the lights, and he just looks evil, and you just see silhouette. But when it does it the third time, his face is completely changed and possessed,
and like, he's like standing like
mouth is like open really weirdly, fucking creepy. And I was like, Chris, girl, run. And then he goes into a fucking corner, and she's like, you good?
Yeah. I will say, Chris, come on, girl. You know better. You would have run the other way.
Right.
Because I'm sorry, Dalton. You look like a nice guy before, but you don't look like that no more.
No.
I'm a little scared.
When he turns around and he goes, Daddy's with the maggots now, I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, shit. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
But yeah, he gets possessed by the red-faced demon, and then Dalton's locked up again in the slain house.
Yeah, which... I like that, but this is where it started for me rushing, because we didn't get that much. He knocked Chris out with his fucking Star Wars powers, and then that's it. Then like that was it.
And then Patrick Wilson out of nowhere shows up, and I was like, wait, you went astral projecting? We didn't know.
Yeah,
because he does go to Renee's house to ask questions, like, hey, like what happened? Like, why am I so good? And you know, she opens up to him and she fights with him. Like, you try to kill us. That's like, why
I've been trying to fucking forget this.
Yeah. But when Dalton starts getting possessed out of nowhere, it cuts to Patrick Wilson after all of that.
In that and dark area.
He's already in the, and I was like, oh, you went to sleep? I thought we were driving to the college first.
Yeah.
Which I would have been better for me.
I was so confused by that, because then they cut and it's Renee like sitting in front of him. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, wait a fucking second. Like, he can just astral project. Like, now.
I felt like this movie was going to be longer.
And they fucking cut it.
And they had to start cutting it down. And then it's already still long. Mm-hmm. And they can't cut down anymore.
Yeah, because this movie's almost 2 hours.
We're going to miss story. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they definitely should have just kept them together, like the trip or something, because having them separate, I don't know.
I feel like that's the problem with the movie.
They're, yeah.
Like, them being separated. I feel like they needed to work on this together. Not separately.
Exactly. And it's like kind of like if they're having issues and you have them separated, it makes more sense when they're together, because then you can be like, they don't want to talk because they're angry at each other for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So there's still that distance. Like, he's in the other room and I'm going through this shit, but I don't want to open up to him. Mm-hmm. And especially when they have that argument.
It would have been interesting them in a house together, but they're not talking.
Exactly.
But they're experiencing shit and they're not talking to each other.
But no, it's like we get like this separately. This movie, I will say, it's pretty much kind of a day horror, especially with the Patrick Wilson side, because a lot of his jump scares happen during the day.
Yep.
And I found that pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Were the MRI one the one that scared you the most?
I like that one, and I also like when they were running from the red face demon and he was down the hallway.
Oh, I see.
And you just see the face and you're just like, oh. but then if the scare wasn't great, because
it's in the trailer.
It's the scare that they're promoting the whole movie with, the demon just face in the screen.
But they changed it too. They made it. Did you see it? Like, they stretch his face.
Oh, I don't know.
I was like, why'd they do that?
I was a little.
I was like, my eyes are closed. I was screaming. So, like, in the trailer, we see that he's screaming, like, looking at that direction. But in the movie, he screamed. And then they like stretched his face so he looks like kind of like what's that one movie with the haunted asylum, with the ghost, the cameras, and it's like the ghost hunters.
Oh, Grave Encounters.
Grave Encounters, like
that's
that.
What Dalton looked like when he was after the third light went, when she turned on the light for the third time and his face morphed. That's what it looked like.
And like, but it's like one of those things where it's kind of like, damn, you guys are really doing that. That's like, yeah, such an old school thing.
The reason I say I didn't like it is because it scared me.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't good.
But I kind of feel like it ruined that.
Yeah, I felt like the whole thing with the inside of the slain house was way too fast.
Yeah. It was literally like they were there and then they ran away and then they defeat the monster.
Like,
that's it.
And the way the monster's defeated, so they're holding the door back, or at least Josh is. And he tells Dalton to just leave. Dalton leaves, and then you just see black coming down from the door, and it's because Dalton, with his paint, is basically painting over the door, so it goes, which is all black.
Kind of interesting.
Which is interesting that the painting is what, you know, bringing this thing. The painting's alive, pretty much, in a way.
Yeah. But I will say, baby, you're gonna have to fucking move around that brush, because he kept brushing the same fucking corner. I'm like, motherfucker, keep going lower.
Like, come on. And then the demon does make a hole, but the black goes over the hole, so it's like he's painting.
He's it's like chalk zone almost. Like,
yeah,
he drew it and then he's erasing it now.
Yeah, and then Chris tells him to burn it, but he's like, you can't just burn it, you kind of just have to forget about it.
I will say, I do like the line that he said, we can't forget it, because it's like, that's the whole point. They mm-hmm. tried to forget it, now it's coming back stronger. So it's mm-hmm. like, oh, cool, yeah, like the whole point is to remember it and learn from it, right? But then they're like, we have to remember. Even if it hurts, we always have to remember. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Why didn't you just leave it? Like, leave it at, we have to remember. That's it. Leave it at that. Like, they always have to add something else.
Yeah. And then I honestly thought Patrick Wilson was just going to die and stay in the thing. Just to always keep the door shut behind him. But no, he lives.
Yeah, he's fine.
He got invited to dinner next week with the kids before he picks him up, so that's good.
You think he's getting that Renee?
If Renee don't give it, Carlos will. That's all I'm saying.
Daddy, chill.
I just imagine Patrick Wilson comes into dinner and, you know, with Renee and whatever. And he's like, and Patrick's like, oh, I want to meet someone that I've met already. And you come in, walking in the door. What's up, Renee? I heard you were a stingy bitch. That's pretty much the base of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, the rest is just a lot of talk, and it's just good interactions. I will say, Chris, a new addition, I loved her.
I liked her.
She was great. Mm-hmm. I thought she was very charismatic. Not a stereotypical character.
No.
And
you know what also felt very rushed to me? That one minute she's like, yeah, let's do this. And then the next, why the fuck are we doing this? I don't know, Chris, because you told me let's go into the further.
That's true. That was even her idea.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, let's do this. Nah, I can't believe you brought me into this. Yeah. I'm like, what?
That felt very like, girl,
I mean, she almost died.
Okay, but you told them I'm going with you.
Okay, don't be acting, because if I'm going through this shit and you're like, let's just fight this through, and then you almost die, you know your ass will be mad at me.
No,
I can't believe you brought this shit to this household.
I wouldn't. That's false accusations. Button, please.
False accusations.
Thank you. I would not. Blaming me for shit. I would blame the demon.
Yeah, okay. You're like, I can't believe you. You should have told me.
You know what? I wouldn't be mad at you. But I would be like, why the fuck are we doing this in the first place?
That seems like a personal problem. So you can take care of it, but right. I need you to move out.
That's the thing. I wouldn't do it.
Don't bring it here.
Exactly. It's that simple.
But that's so funny, because I thought the same thing too. I was like, damn, Chris literally changed her mind. It's like, I was like, okay, fine, she almost died, so I gotta get
yes,
it.
Yes, but I don't know. It felt a little
it did,
weird.
It did feel so random how yeah. It was like, let's go. But yeah.
Oh, also Specs and Tucker.
Oh yeah, they have a YouTube channel. They're the whore daddies.
Let's collab, guys.
They're literally us. Yeah.
Well, they're showing how astral projecting works, and like one of them stays while his ghost goes.
And they're explaining, and then I love that they're like, anyways, this is Lin Shay. Yeah. She has a YouTube video. Which, did you notice the video? I think it's like a minute and 20 seconds, and that clip was definitely longer.
It was. She does make a cameo at the end talking to Josh.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't know that she's a ghost, but she's a ghost.
She did.
Because then she disappears. He's like, what the fuck?
So, does that mean that he sees dead people from now on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they always had that power.
They never show it either.
Kind of.
Because they see, like, people from that dimension.
I think they see the good people.
Okay. So, and spirits, right?
Maybe.
Not ghosts.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I know at least...
It was kind of a little bit random.
At least if at least wants to be them to see her, they can do it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice seeing her. I wonder if this is supposed to be like a, yeah, look, it's Lin Shay.
I think so.
Nobody reacted.
I mean, she was in the YouTube video like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But I thought she was going to show up in the further again, like,
what's up?
I'll hold the door. Yeah. You go, Josh.
I will say, okay, one thing that pissed me off, I'm sorry to go back to this. When he's holding that door and he's like, we need to stop, we need to hold this door back. This Dalton is like, No, Dad, we can't do that. It's like, bitch, fucking hold the door with your dad.
No, because Dalton's like, we gotta go. We got lives to live. Fuck this bitch.
Yes, that's true.
Like, the fuck?
He's leave his ass. All right, see you, Dad.
We'll fuck his ass up if he come out.
What if Dalton still doesn't like his dad? He's like, all right, see you, Dad. Just leave his ass to die. He's like, damn.
Well, I thought when he finally figured out who the fuck was the one holding the hammer in the painting, that he was gonna be more mad at him.
Yeah, because I'm like, my dad? The plot twist.
He trying to kill us?
Yeah. Oh, we should say he does go back to that memory.
Yeah, for the second movie, and he's there in the basement when Josh was trying to kill them, which I have to go back to the second one now, because I don't remember him getting tackled.
No, by he doesn't. Nothing. No, he doesn't. Oh, that's true, because technically that would happen, right?
That would have been Dalton doing it now in the future.
Damn, I have to go back. We should go back to that clip, because yeah, that's true. I don't think I remember that.
Because the thing is, he was going to hit Dalton with a hammer, and that's what Dalton did behind the door. But then, like, he gets tackled by adult Dalton, and then Patrick Wilson's like, it's me, I'm here. So I was like, does he get tackled in the second one by nothing?
I guess, because, I mean, with the rules, it technically would have to do that. I feel
like
in
the second one, that's what they introduced, and they're like, oh, that was you with the door opening at one point.
Yeah, because that's how it, like, in the second one, we hear the knocking.
Because time works different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's him asking for help or whatever the fuck.
Right, right.
I don't know. I'm trying to go back to that scene, but...
We can watch it later.
We can watch it later. But what else? What else can I say? The ending was fine with them kind of accepting their new life. They're not together, but this kind of tease, like, maybe.
Or the family's good now.
At least they're in good terms. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there is an end credit scene.
Yeah, so after they blocked the red door from, you know, into the darkness. So now that it's covered in black, it's all just darkness, doesn't exist. But the demon's so strong that the light still flickers.
Yep, and the door's now the black door.
Well, we don't know.
The black D.
Painted black.
Oh,
I see your red door and I wanna paint it black.
Okay.
That should have been the song.
But it ends there. And then we do have Patrick Wilson singing some song. It's called
Stay.
Stay.
Which is not an original song from them.
It's a cover,
it's
right?
It's a cover from another band.
And that's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's Patrick Wilson doing the vocals, which is pretty interesting.
I was like, man can sing and he's hot? Okay.
He's like, damn, that motherfucker said, I'm going to act, I'm going to sing, I'm going to direct.
Yep.
Maybe he should have just sticked to one thing.
All he has to do is... Astral project now into me, and he did everything.
Bitch, I thought there was a ghost in here for a second. I was like, who astral projected in this room?
So the song is performed by Ghost featuring Patrick Wilson. It's a cover song originally from the band Shakespeare's Sisters.
That's pretty good. Oh, I loved you, Wayne. Dang, this is scary shit.
And then... Another thing is that the college featured in the film is named after Jane Pierce, who was one of the former first ladies. She was an occultist who would hold seances in the White House to communicate with her dead son.
That bitch crazy.
And that's probably why Dalton was experienced shit in that college.
Yeah, he should have just stayed his ass at home. That actually
makes more sense to me now.
Don't go to art school.
No. Or, I mean, it's not just art school. It was just a whole ass college. I guess
it was just a whole ass college. That's true.
Don't go to a college where it's named after an occultist who did seances.
Oh, that's funny.
Aquí estamos los poderes de las brujas.
Dalton, get past me the gas mask. I'm surprised they didn't do that.
The gas mask.
Oh, they that's didn't funny. Do that shit.
That's so funny.
But that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to do your rating and review?
Yes. So,
thank you.
You know what? This movie doesn't have any kills.
Oh shit! You're right. Because we thought we were gonna have Chris as a kill. And she dies. No one dies. Or she's alive.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need a horror movie to have kills.
Okay. Best Patrick Bateman. Jesus. Patrick Wilson scene.
Oh, baby. When he was walking out of the college crying.
Oh, bro. I was like, come here.
In that green shirt, them titty muscles look so good. I was like, damn, Patrick, you've been working.
And it's like, come here, baby. Come
nah,
here.
But we'll do best scare. And I think the best scare, in my opinion, in this movie, I feel like the one, even though the MRI one was good, I feel like the one that really got me the most was the bed sheet.
That one came out of nowhere. I forgot about that one, but that one did get me. That one was like, because it doesn't, it's like a, it's not that tense compared to the other ones.
I thought it was.
No, I thought it was like a normal scene where he's just learning shit, and then randomly it was like, boo, like well, a fucking
cause, okay, cheat goes. He finds the lights go out, but yeah. Then the light where he was painting is red.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck?
And it has blood.
But because it had blood, but it's like, where did it come from? And then he looks over at Chris's bed, and her bed got the blood hand on it. Yeah. Like the first
I'd have been like, I don't know what women be doing when there is that time of month.
And I think it was a red-faced demon that jump scares him with their bed sheet. And I was just like, no, ma'am. But I think that to me. But anyway, I gave this movie a 3 stars out of 5.
Yeah.
And my review goes as this. Get ready. It's a novel. Patrick Wilson's directorial debut, and I must say, I'm not disappointed. I think the movie was very well directed, some shots being picture worthy. Mm. It had some good scares and tension, but nothing new, unfortunately. Let's not forget Patrick Wilson looking thick in the boxer shorts.
That's pretty good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So this movie, I will say I gave it a 2. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think it's a movie I'm probably never gonna watch again. But I do think this would be fun as like watching it with friends or something like that, just for the scares. I think it would be
the steelbook should be a red door.
Oh yeah, if it's not, y'all missed an opportunity. My review is The Red Door is a film that may look pretty at times. It doesn't really hold anything of real value. The scenes are loud and scary. The characters are somewhat relatable. But this movie fails to add anything new, and it is stuck in the same plot loop as the original film, mm-hmm. which is kind of like what we said earlier, mm-hmm. which it just feels like number one, but prettier. Yeah,
it's just we're just watching the same continuing same story.
That it's literally the same exact thing. The
never-ending story.
Yeah, and it's like kind of like you could say like that's the loop of fucking trauma, like yeah, you know. Trauma. And this time they actually solved it, mm-hmm. so it has maybe. So, I know there is an announcement that apparently they're doing spinoffs from now on. So, I think this is time they're going to be doing different things.
I feel like with, like I said, the way it ended with them now being okay, they're yeah. all good now. Dalton, like I said, the whole metaphor of him being in dark clothing the whole movie, but then at the end he's in bright clothes.
Yeah.
It means that this, for them, is over.
Yeah, it's true. I think this is done. If they mm-hmm. continue it, I feel like they're just kind of, they want to put Patrick Wilson in a movie because I think this is their ending. Like, they solved these problems. They solved their demons.
I wouldn't mind them making cameos.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, in the background. Like, oh, look at this thick man with muscles in the back. That's Patrick Wilson running. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. I think that's really it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it, right? Because there's no kills. Nothing else.
The
daddy of the movie. I mean, obviously, we already know.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for like the past
42 minutes.
42 minutes. It's Patrick Wilson. and then, so I thought do we have any more segments? Am I forgetting something?
No, I think that's it, to be honest.
Wow. We've been doing this for how many episodes?
I know, but it's like, it's just this movie is also that, like, your typical, like,
yeah,
horror movie.
Okay. So, I want to try something funny.
Okay.
Kind of like, hold on, give me a second. Let me get into my actor phase.
Oh, there's no more than one take. Ooh.
Okay. Don't try me.
Carlos only does one take.
Oh wait, can we do funny?
Final girl, I like what?
Patrick Wilson. It's I painted it black.
Or it's closing time.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Renee, we're getting back together or something. I don't know.
To the demon. My house is slaying. Okay, ready?
Wait, what are we doing? What are we doing?
You'll see.
Okay.
On the next episode of The Horror Daddies, join John and Carlos as they travel to... Stop making me laugh. I was doing good.
You were doing very good. Good job, baby.
I was trying to do like a Dragon Ball Z thing.
Because I'm like, I don't even know where we're going.
This is my new segment, how I announce movies for the next week.
Okay, go ahead. I'll try not to make you laugh.
All right, cut to credits. Horror Daddies are over. Thanks for watching. Okay. Okay, before I do go and announce next week's movie. I never say this on here, and I don't know why. I do have a letterbox for anyone interested in following us or recommending movies to us or whatever. My letterbox is... What is my letterbox, actually?
I don't even know how you could, like, find that out.
Twitter.
Go on settings, and it should tell you your username. Yeah, it's signed in as...
Where is that at? Oh, the settings.
This motherfucker old.
Wait, the given name?
The top one.
Oh, God. What name is... Oh, this is an old name. Like, this is... Okay.
You can't change it either.
I know. So, my name is... if you want to follow me, and Jonathan will maybe tag it, because he sometimes forgets.
Yeah.
It's Carlos Mars II. Roman numeral 2.
Yep. II. Mine is Hung 12-inch. So if you guys want to follow me there, I like to watch, you know, other stuff. I'm not just horror. So yeah, if you're more interested in that, you can follow me.
Me too. But
he loves watching a lot of horror movies. So if you like his opinions,
there's some on there that are not horror. Like, let me see.
Carlos.
Okay, I got Ant-Man and the Wasp there. Wakanda Forever.
It's a horror movie. What are you talking about?
That's true. I got Bros in there. You know. Wow, it's pretty much horror. Oh, Super Pets. Super Pets.
Wow.
It's not Super Pets. Jurassic World, whatever. anyways.
And my point was proven.
Yeah, the rest is a lot of horror. Okay, so, ending the episode. Credits gone, Horror Daddy's music. Da-da-da. On the next Horror Daddy's episode... Join John and Carlos as they travel to the wonderful park of SeaWorld and encounter not only the great whites, but its baby. Join us next week as we dive into Jaws 3D.
Dun, 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 dun. Will John survive the sight of a shark?
And will Carlos finally get his chance with one of the Brodies? Join us next week.
To the Horror Daddies.
Jaws 3D. And remember,
stay sexy and stay spooky.
And don't forget to say hi to Patrick Wilson.
And remember, close your eyes and counting to 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
See you in your dreams.
Horror Daddies.